Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Our special focus on the show this evening. Screams for life silenced by death in God's own country. More than 300 people have died in what has been Kerala's worst ever natural disaster. While the monumental rescue operation has entered its last phase, the state now stares at the mammoth task of rehabilitating the hundreds of grieving families displaced. As we mourn the tragic loss of lives, this is also a time for introspection. How do we save the sinking land in Kerala? Could the disaster have been averted or at least curtailed? Has unchecked quarrying, deforestation and the establishment of red zone industries dealt a severe blow to the fragile ecology of Kerala? Not just the preemptive measures, but the focus also on the response. Could we have saved more lives? With families, homes and entire villages washed away, many say Wayanad was a tragedy foretold, with a series of red flags ignored. On Left, Right and Centre this evening, we ask, did we rise to the challenge soon enough? Before I bring in my guests, take a look at our ground report from Wayanad.
Day 5 began with the rescue of a tribal family by the forest officials as another set of stranded survivors were airlifted with the help of IAF's Sarang team. While Kerala CM Pinarayi Vijayan termed it the last leg of rescue, actor Mohanlal visited the epicenter of the landslides in Wayanad.
Have to witness, then only you'll know the impact. It is unbelievable. This is not a flood actually, this is something else.
While doctors say they have never treated patients with mud and slush in their lungs before, survivors are struggling to come to terms with the loss of loved ones and their homes.
People coming in that shape, fully covered with mud, never imagined anybody will be coming like that. Just giving them wash. All our staff, nursing assistants and everybody on duty and those who are in the campus were summoned there and giving wash immediately, then making a primary assessment, then giving emergency care, shifting to the ward. It was just like a machine working, well-oiled machine.
Government help kala cheyyunnundu avaru ini kudumbangalella avarella poyittu help kittittu kaaryundallo avaru nashtapettile. അവരെല്ലാം വേണ്ടപ്പെട്ടവരല്ലേ ഫാമിലിപ്പെട്ടവരല്ലേ അവരെല്ലാം പോയി ഇനി കുറെ സഹായം കിട്ടിയിട്ട് കാര്യമില്ല പക്ഷേ ഇനിയുള്ള മെസ്സേജ് പറഞ്ഞാൽ ഇനി ഇങ്ങനെ ഒരു ദുരന്തം വരാൻ പാടില്ല അതിനുവേണ്ടി ഗവൺമെന്റ് ഇവരൊക്കെ പുനരധിവസിക്കണം.
However, politics over the tragedy continued.
जब उन्होंने आरोप लगाना शुरू कर दिया मिस्टर वेणुगोपाल और उधर जॉन ब्रिटा क्योंकि उनके पार्टी का है सरकार उधर तब गृहमंत्री जी ने माननीय गृहमंत्री जी ने बोला कि हमने एडवांस वार्निंग दिया था इससे अलावा हमने क्या पॉलिटिक्स किया आप तो आरोप लगाते हैं तो पॉलिटिक्स नहीं है और हम क्लैरिफिकेशन देते हैं पॉलिटिक्स है क्या.
Be it humans or animals, saving every life is priority. And there are teams working on rescuing animals at a makeshift shelter close to where the landslides occurred.
All of them here who have been camping for days together to ensure that they can also do their bit in terms of contributing for the welfare of people here and to help in any small way possible. With camera person Govind, Pratibha Raman at Wayanad for NDTV.
And joining me this evening, a very special guest, Veena George, Kerala's health minister, is with us on Left, Right and Centre this evening. Thanks very much, ma'am, for taking time out. My first question to you, what is the update from Ground Zero? Is there still hope for the missing?
The army has built a new bridge, a bridge to this area day before yesterday, and we could reach there day before evening. And we could move more machines there. So we are searching whether anyone is left there in any of the houses.
That's right, ma'am.
The army has built a new bridge, a bridge to this particular area day before yesterday. And we could reach there day before evening. And we could move more machines there. So we are searching whether anyone is left there in any of the houses.
That's right, ma'am. And also, right, ma'am. You know, this is a time for introspection as well. Your response to what was said about the warnings, in fact, it was a home minister who said that there was a warning given to the state 7 days in advance, and that was ignored by the state government.
It's quite unfortunate that Honorable Union Minister has made such a comment, because the truth is quite different. Because the state hadn't received any warnings, any such kind of warnings. This particular district, Wayanad, is the place where this institute of the Union government for giving landslide warnings is located. But and for that particular day, for 30th and 31st, the alert was green alert, which means there was no warning on this particular day. And also, when you go through the warnings issued by the Union government, different institutions of the Union government, the meteorological department, you can see that there was no such warning issued to Kerala. So it's quite evident that it's already proven that there was no such warning. So it's quite unfortunate that our Honorable Union Minister has made such a comment, and that too in the Parliament, in the Rajya Sabha. So we didn't receive any alert message, and we did have orange alert for rains, and in the northern states, including Wayanad, and also in other parts of the state, it was green alert.
That's right, ma'am. But also, it's not just the center that's talking about these warnings and not just the immediate alerts, but also the larger red flags raised by environment committees, including the Gadgil report and other reports that say that unchecked quarrying and deforestation must be stopped. Don't you think that the state government has, in a sense, failed to address those issues as far as Kerala's fragile tapestry is concerned?
See, Wayanad is an ecologically sensitive area. And the starting point or the epic center was actually it's near the forest, or it was inside the forest. A river was starting from there, and this landslide occurred from there, started from there, and it came down to somewhat 8 kilometers down the stream. And there were wild animals, elephants, other animals were also there. So when you consider the case of Kerala, you can see that Kerala is like a big city from Trivandrum to Kasaragod. We can see that the population density of the state is very high. But because of this ecological sensitiveness of Wayanad district, the government of Kerala is very keen that only those activities which are allowed or which are expected to be permitted in particular areas is allowed there. So if anything goes beyond that, government of Kerala will immediately step in and will take necessary action. So such a proactive state steps or activities are being taken by government of Kerala.
Ms. George, experts describe Wayanad as a disaster that we brought upon ourselves. What is the Kerala government's long-term plan? Because you have the massive challenge of rehabilitation as well, but also to make sure that we safeguard the fragile lands of Kerala.
See, today, Honorable Chief Minister himself has told the press that we are going to, we have short-term plans and long-term plans for this particular place and the people who are there, who have survived this disaster. So definitely the short-term plans include the well-being of our people, like the physical well-being, mental well-being. They have faced or they are going to a huge mental trauma. So, and also their food, their shelter, their other needs. So the education of our students. So all those things will be taken care of. These all comes under the short-term plans. And about the long-term plans, definitely, Kerala is the only state, I believe, after the 2018 floods, we started something called Rebuild Kerala Initiative.
Right.
In that Rebuild Kerala initiative projects, we build houses or buildings such that that is in particularly in sensitive areas.
That's right.
Is suitable
as we talk
to
about
that.
Rehabilitation and rebuilding. You know, NDTV has also started a Care for Kerala campaign, because right now whatever help we get for the state of Kerala is extremely important.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the support. This means a lot to us, because at this point, or at this point of time where we face huge challenges, it really means a lot. And thank you very much. I would like to thank NDTV for Government of Kerala and for the people of Wayanad who are going through the baddest or the phase in their life. Thank you very much.
Right, Ms. Veena George, thanks very much. I really appreciate your time here on NDTV, and we really hope that, you know, we are able to find those who are still missing and rehabilitate them at the earliest as well. But joining me on Left, Right and Centre, I'm being joined by Anil Antony, National Secretary and Spokesperson of the BJP. Also with me, Lavanya Balal, Spokesperson of the Congress, and Professor Anil Gupta, the Head of Department of Policy Planning at the National Institute of Disaster Management. Thanks all very much for being with us. Going across to you first, Mr. Antony. You know, the larger questions that we're looking at on the debate this evening, did we rise to the challenge quick enough? Did the centre and the state work in tandem when it comes to our landslide response? Because the political bickering started very early on.
I can't hear the studio.
Ms. Balal, we'll try and fix the audio for you. But yes, Mr. Antony, go ahead.
Thank you. So I am from Kerala myself, and this is one of the biggest tragedies the state of Kerala has ever seen, the largest landslide in the state of Kerala. At this moment, over 300 people have been confirmed to be dead. There will be so many more victims. And at this moment, this is not any time for any kind of politicization. I represent the Bharatiya Janata Party, our central government, our prime minister. Everybody are taking stock of the situation. Immediately after the tragedy happened, our Honorable Prime Minister called the Chief Minister of Kerala. And all assistance from the center was offered. Immediately, the army, the Air Force, the NDRF, they were all deployed there. And right now, we are doing everything to ensure that people of Kerala, the people of Wayanad, they get best rescue and relief facilities in all kind of manner. But at the same time, sadly, we saw certain politicization where finger pointing was suddenly given to the center, where you had various members of the Communist Party who were speaking in the parliament, the Congress MPs who were speaking in the parliament, who were suddenly trying to finger point to the center for different lapses. And then the Home Minister himself was forced to speak in the parliament. This was not the time for any of this to happen, but the Home Minister was forced to then tell the actual events to the public,
yes,
where it was told very clearly that in the last 10-15 days, multiple times, the early warning systems were had shown that there is a large possibility of heavy rainfall on the western coast of Kerala. We did alert that, and preemptively, so this is what, again, this is a very important thing, where preemptively,
yes,
on the 23rd, 24th itself, we had sent 8-9 battalions of NDRF to these areas.
Okay.
So
that's something that the Home Minister has said in Parliament as well. And Santhosh Kumar P of the CPI, Rajya Sabha MP, is also with us on the phone line, I believe. Mr. Kumar, if you heard what Mr. Antony said, that multiple warnings were sounded. Now, this is not the time to politicize the debate, certainly, but it is a time to introspect and give explanations and answers to the people, because there is a lot to reflect on, given the fact that more than 300 people have died. Was the state caught off guard? Were warnings ignored? Mr. Santhosh Kumar, if you can hear me. All right, we'll try and fix that audio line with Mr. Kumar there. But Lavanya Bilal of the Congress is with us. Ms. Lavanya, you know, Rahul Gandhi has been a member of parliament from Wayanad. And, you know, this is a state where, you know, it is in a sense, the Congress has been pretty active in terms of the campaign. But again, keeping the politics of it aside, do you think that Kerala's fragile tapestry, its ecology, Nobody could save it, given the fact that there have been so many environment committees who have come up with reports. So many environment committees have pointed out that red zone industries must not be allowed. But everyone collectively failed in safeguarding the ecology of Kerala.
Vedant, you know, there have been multiple committees, like you said, which have been formed, and some of the committees have not gotten the approval of multiple governments. When it comes to Western Ghats, even Karnataka also has Western Ghats, which is an ecologically sensitive area. It extends all the way up to Maharashtra. And there are a lot of committees which, like the Kasturi Rangan Commission, is something that not all of them agree upon. Mm. In Karnataka, there is an opposition for this committee. And there are a lot of committees which have formed, which have conflicting opinions when it comes to the safeguarding of this region. But if you look at exactly this place where the landslides happen, it was forest areas and it was coffee and tea estates in this part of the region, and there were no heavy industries here. So if deforestation or something like that happened, I do remember reading a expert claiming, you know, the river remembers its path and it is reclaiming the path even maybe after a couple of centuries. There is something that we can't help about it. This is a heartbreaking tragedy. And at this point of time, Vedant, all I would like to say is, this blame game which started has to stop. This is not benefiting the people who have lost everything. This is a tragedy none of us can imagine. You know, somebody sleeping next to you has been watched off and you don't know what has happened to them. You don't know if you might recover their
body. Entire villages, you know, swept away, entire villages washed off.
At this point of time, the death toll is around 337, 200 missing. We still have, you know, huge amount of body parts which are not identified. The tragedy is something unimagined by any of us. And I think at this point of time, all that Wayanad needs is a lot of empathy, lot of support and lot of encouragement. And I believe it is incorrect of anybody to politicize this. I heard Prahlad Joshi and I feel...
And of course, something that you mentioned, it's unfathomable, the tragedy there, given the fact that, you know, the Kerala Health Department also has a column of the body parts that are being recovered. That's absolutely gruesome and, you know, horrific to even think of, you know, what the people of Wayanad may have gone through. I'll come back to you, Lavanya Balal, but going across to you, sir, Professor Anil Gupta, you know, it's holistic risk assessment that really has been the focus of many of these reports. There hasn't been an agreement on them. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that unchecked quarrying, deforestation, development that is not in tandem with what the ecology there can support, these have been some of the primary reasons why Wayanad has become so vulnerable to landslides. How do we make sure that the ecology of Wayanad and Kerala is not tampered with in such a way as we, of course, go ahead with developmental projects and, you know, other projects like quarrying, etc.?
I think you raise a very pertinent point. And in fact, at the outset, what I would say that if we look at the space and time both, it is much bigger a tragedy as compared to even Uttarakhand flood of 2013. There, so many days were involved and a large area of land was involved. So many places were involved. And if we look at the impact, death toll and other kind of impact, it is much bigger in history. When it comes to early warning, we should also have clarity that the meteorological forecast that primarily in terms of the level of rainfall, maybe the heavy rainfall events, basically have to be quickly transformed to the impact-based forecasting, because from one point, the forewarning for localized kind of impact would not be given. Basically, all the states have established an emergency operation center, and many of the states have developed equipments and facilities to immediately transform these warnings to the kind of possible impacts. So this is for the particular incidents. But as you pointed about the previous studies and previous forewarnings, so those are also very important forewarnings which were given even decades back by several committees and several experts. So none of the warnings should be ignored. But when we have not really cared about the warnings which were given much, much in advance, that if we do not have the developmental strategy according to the fragile ecology. But along with the fragile ecology, we should also not ignore the newer implications of the climate extremes.
Yes.
So basically,
because
this
that's
is a combination
important
of
point you're making, because many of the reports have pointed out that some parts of land require the highest grade of sensitivity, and this needs the coming together of all authorities at the center, the state, and an agreement on these reports. I think that's extremely important, because until and unless there's agreement, you cannot move forward in the right direction as far as policy making is concerned. Santhosh Kumar of the CPI is back with us on the phone line, I believe. Mr. Kumar, the point that we are raising about warnings and alerts and red flags, was the state caught off guard? Why did the state not pay heed to the warnings given either 7 days in advance or years in advance?
See, the point is that, as I told you earlier also, we don't want to make it a political issue at this point of time. Of course, there may be lapses from the side of authorities concerned. Might be under the control of Kerala government or central government. There are lots of reasons which we all know. Many geographically vulnerable spots are in Kerala, not only this Churalmala and related places, but many other spots are there in Kerala. So as a whole, Kerala is an ecologically fragile place, so as to say. So at this point of time, we are concentrating to rescue operations. Even now, we are hopeful of rescuing some people. Missing number is 200 plus. So, as pointed out by many experts in this discussion, anger like you, I do agree with you that there may be lapses and failures from our side. But this is no point time to discuss all those issues. We need, as someone suggested right now, a concentrated, joint effort to tackle this issue. Sender state, because human life is more important, than politics.
So an important point being made there by you, sir, that there could have been lapses, of course, on the part of successive governments in Kerala. So that's an important point. But quickly, closing comments from the BJP and the Congress spokespersons. Going across to you, Mr. Anthony, first. You know, for example, the Gadgil report. It was rejected after there was opposition from states. So the centre and the state have to be on the same page, particularly when it comes to issues of ecology, but when it concerns so many livelihoods and lives. You know, that is the only way we can move forward in the right direction as far as policy making is concerned. How do we create this consensus, and perhaps move in the right direction together?
Thank you. So we are seeing some of the ramifications of overlooking many of these reports. Like you just pointed out, the Gadgil report, the Western Ghats Ecology Expert Panel. So this was set up way back in 2008-09 period, and it was in 2011, like almost 12 years back when this report actually came out. It was a UDF government, a Congress government in Kerala, then it was a UPA government in centre then. But because of many reasons, it was not implemented. And you look at the last few years, this is not the first of its kind. As early as in 2015, the Wayanad, the district where the current tragedy happened, and as early as in 2015, the district disaster management authority had issued restrictions on many constructions in that area. But I'm just bringing one example, where in 2023, that is last year, in September, almost 40 licenses were given to quarries in that area in Wayanad.
Yes.
Without overlooking the state environment impact assessment. There's so no impact.
In fact, the mushrooming tourist resorts, there are so many aspects to this. And Lavanya Bilal, if you would like to come in on this, how do we sort of ensure that on the ground, the sensitivity of the land is kept in mind while giving tenders and licenses? Because I think that is extremely important.
It's both public and the lawmakers' participation that is required right now, because you cannot tell someone not to open a resort, even if there is a limitation, then the question of, hey, our livelihood, all of that comes in, right? So there are multiple layered questions when it comes to how do we protect the Western Ghats, which is very crucial. We need to protect Western Ghats. I come from a region right now which is cut off from the rest of Karnataka because, once again, the landslides in Karnataka have cut the coastal Karnataka off. So I understand the impact or the sensitivity that is needed to handle all of these issues. But, right now, when they're rebuilding Kerala, I hope
The center is a little more kinder this time to Kerala than they were during the previous disaster that struck Kerala. Last time, you know, the foreign aid was stopped.
Right.
And we also hope the Prime Minister's Fund, the PM CARES Fund, is used for rebuilding lives in Kerala this time. We hope the union government is much more generous with the people of Kerala this
time. Fair point there. All right. I'm afraid we're running out of time, but thanks all very much for being with us. This is a story we've tracked very, very closely on NDTV. In fact, we are doing our bit with our Care for Kerala campaign. If you wish to contribute as well, the details are flashing right there on your screen. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center this evening. Thanks so much for watching. Goodbye.